This is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Provisional ballot counts have now ended in three exceptionally close Virginia House races that could determine control of that chamber, and Republicans are holding on to the lead in all three of those races. One of those contests is in Stafford County, where Republican Bob Thomas maintains an 82-vote lead over Democrat Joshua Cole, but Cole has now filed a lawsuit demanding that 55 provisional ballots that have been rejected be counted. Senate Republicans are looking to accomplish two legislative goals in one bill, proposing to insert a repeal of a key Obamacare provision in their tax reform bill.
Senate Republicans taking a gamble, proposing to repeal Obamacare's individual mandate, requiring individuals to have health insurance or pay a penalty, to free up $338 billion to pay for tax cuts.
We're optimistic that inserting the individual mandate repeal would be helpful.
But the Congressional Budget Office estimates that repealing the mandate would also result in 13 million fewer people having health insurance and drive up premiums by roughly 10%.
Correspondence was on Malvo. A new poll in Maryland finds that Governor Larry Hogan continues to enjoy high approval numbers while President Trump's number remains very low. Annapolis-based OpinionWorks says its survey taken before last week's Democratic election victories in Virginia and elsewhere show that 67% of Maryland voters approve of Larry Hogan's job performance, but a nearly equal number disapprove of the job President Trump is doing. Medical marijuana dispensaries are legal in Maryland. They're also highly regulated. But neighbors in one community are now pushing back against just where the dispensaries can set up shop.
In Prince George's County, some neighbors want to make sure that medical marijuana dispensaries are far away from places like schools and churches. Nathaniel Bryant.
For what or for whom do we gain if we further have to degrade and relinquish the integrity and the morality of our individual communities?
Others think it shouldn't matter.
We'll have the appropriate security measures in place. I don't feel like, based on the evidence, that marijuana is a threat.
Yesterday, the Prince George's County Council decided to put some limits on where dispensaries can go, at least 500 feet from schools and daycares and 300 feet from residential areas. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Six local members of Congress are asking the National Park Service to reconsider its proposal to permanently ban recreational activities on the grounds of the Washington Monument. Now, the Park Service also wants to raise the user fees for ballparks on the Mall and in Rock Creek Park. Those lawmakers want the Park Service to rethink that idea, too. Actress Rose McGowan, a leading voice against sexual harassment in Hollywood, has now accepted an arrest warrant on a drug charge at Dulles Airport.
The felony charge stems from a police investigation of personal belongings left behind on a January 20th flight that arrived at Dulles Airport. Police say the items tested positive for narcotics. The airport's authority police department obtained the warrant on February 1st. McGowan was released on $5,000 bond, but last night surrendered to airport's authority police and is charged with possession of a controlled substance. She's among several actresses who have said movie mogul Harvey Weinstein forced them into unwanted sex. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,409, the Nasdaq at 67,38. Sports, the Caps lose to Nashville. NBA, the Wizards are in Miami tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant. That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now, I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's get you out of Fairland down toward White Oak. We do have stop and go near Cherry Hill Road to get past New Hampshire Avenue heading toward the Trader Joe's. Had a report of an incident. Crews not able to find anything there. So, again, if there was something there, now gone. But 29 heavy beyond the Trader Joe's. You're good into Four Corners and then up to the Beltway. For the Beltway topside, before you get to 95 with those slow downs around heading toward 270. Pretty normal backups there, and also normal delays to the Wilson Bridge. Unfortunately, it's normal with the volume back near St. Barnabas Road. Now, into town, Southeast Southwest Freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Have the volume heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, if you're heading into Virginia, crossing the 14th Street Bridge going outbound near Boundary Channel, that's where the crash on the shoulder grabbing your attention. 95 VA, if you haven't heard, we had a very serious crash northbound near the Fairfax County Parkway. Now it's been cleared, but huge backups continue as you push through Dumfries, Dale City, Lorton up to Newington with the bailout traffic onto Route 1 really getting the hit too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures rising today to the low 50s as we go on through the day, mostly cloudy, and rain showers later tonight, 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow, west-northwesterly wind up to 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Dumfries, 29 in Silver Spring, 36 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The owner of Papa John's apologizes for comments criticizing the NFL. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:15 is Matthew Post. He's the student member of the Montgomery County School Board. We're going to discuss the upcoming school calendar and cell phones in school. At 7:35, it's Greg Jarrett from the Fox News Channel. Brian McNichol will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. He's with Accuracy in Media. We'll discuss sports being banned on the National Mall. And at 8:15, Sergeant Eric Powell from the Fairfax Animal Protection Police controlling the deer population in Fairfax County, raising some eyebrows. We'll tell you why when we speak with him. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnais.
Hey, good morning. Looking at Congress right now. You know, everyone's over the sexual harassment barrel. Congress joining the ranks. There's something called a creep list, apparently, that's of men known for inappropriate behavior that circulates in Congress, according to some of the women in Congress. You also had Congresswoman Jackie Speier yesterday giving some testimony. She was speaking to the Committee on House Administration, and she said this. She said that there are actually members, current members of Congress who serve right now, who have been subject, not only subject to review, but have engaged in sexual harassment. Sorry, who have not been subject to review, but have definitely engaged in sexual harassment, including one more heinous example. Here is Jackie Speier yesterday detailing the harassment allegations.
In fact, there are two members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, right now, who serve, who have been subject to review or not have been subject to review, but have engaged in sexual harassment. These harasser propositions, such as, are you going to be a good girl? To perpetrators exposing their genitals, to victims having their private parts grabbed on the House floor. All they ask in return as staff members is to be able to work in a hostile-free work environment. They want the system fixed and the perpetrators held accountable.
Wow. So she says there are active members of Congress who sexually harassed women, who've revealed, at least in one case, revealed themselves. So, and we don't have names here, these allegations. But it's so interesting. You know, one of the things that she claims is that there is $15 million in taxpayer money that's already been paid out over the years to settle sexual harassment suits that have been filed against members of Congress. Check that. $15 million in taxpayer money to settle lawsuits against members of Congress. Also, Mary, you know, you've been looking into this. There's a law on the books that actually protects these lawmakers who are accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah, the Washington Post first reported on this, and they reported they found that between 1997 and 2014, $15.2 million was paid out to 235 claimants, 235 men and women who came forward and said that they had been harassed by a member of Congress. There's a law on the books, it's been there for more than a decade, that gives anyone who accuses a federal lawmaker of sexual harassment, it gives them the right to sue. But they can only sue if they consent to a lengthy, drawn-out process. It includes a written statement within 180 days of the incident, 30 days of counseling, and at least a month or so of mediation. During that time, the claimant, their employer will be notified, but the lawmaker's identity remains confidential even if he or she is found guilty. And they have to sign a non-disclosure right off the bat. So if you want to make a complaint, you got to sign a non-disclosure right off the bat, which is totally reverse. Jackie Spear also said, should there be a settlement, it's the American taxpayer that's on the hook with no public disclosure and no consequences for the harasser. Survivors have to sign a never-ending non-disclosure agreement just to start the complaint process, which is unheard of in the private sector, and then they continue to work in their office alongside the harasser.
Well, it's not unheard of. Harvey Weinstein used this method precisely.
Well, the money comes from a special U.S. Treasury fund, and the payouts are kept quiet. So those found at fault are publicly shielded, and they don't have to pay a penny out of their pocket for settlement costs.
Well, I mean, look, Congress has been subject to this type of stuff for years. By the way, LBJ, when he was in Congress, supposedly constantly exposing himself. but things have changed. That's not acceptable anymore. And, you know, a couple years ago, remember the House Page program was closed. Again, it was the reason at the time was given was budgetary reasons. But you had like the Mark Foley scandal and the House Pages. So you had all sorts of stuff that's basically gone on in Congress over the years. And the idea that there would be a settlement structure using taxpayer money to keep it all quiet must drive people crazy. Now, our own Mark Levin went off yesterday about this. And he says that at this point, we need to look to Speaker Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and blame should be placed squarely at their feet. Listen to this.
I'm calling on Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan to resign. Not to be provocative or controversial, but if this sexual harassment has been going on, I'm quite serious about this, in the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives, and they are the leaders. The Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives since 2011. The Democrats have controlled the Senate since 2015. And Ryan and McConnell have been around a long time, and they know who's who, or they know about many of those who are who's who. They should resign. And I'm quite serious about this.
They should resign. So he's placing this at the feet of the leadership, saying, "Look, you're in charge. It's your job to keep your house clean."
Well, it's so interesting that we now know that they're all shielded from any public revealing of their names if they are found to have something lodged against them. But they'll stand there, and I'm not saying it's happened to McConnell or Ryan, but they'll stand there and call for Roy Moore to step down because they believe the allegations.
Right, and that's one of the most obvious and glaring hypocrisies built into all of this. The idea being, look, if the leadership knows that people are actually like serial sexual harassers, why aren't they doing something about it? Why aren't they throwing them out? Why aren't they moving to have them tossed out? Why aren't they using their constitutional ability to expel that member? And instead, as you said, using that right now against Roy Moore simply because the allegations are public, because we've heard them in public, and now they're using that as an opportunity to go after him. So This is, and sadly not surprising that it's gotten to Congress, because, you know, we see it in Hollywood, we're seeing it in the media, we're seeing it in all of the elite power centers of the United States, that everything is coming tumbling down as people start revealing all of the dirty laundry that's been living and growing like a cancer for years in those industries. And now it appears, thanks to Jackie Spear and others, that Capitol Hill is in for a ride through this now.
Yeah, Barbara Comstock also very vocal about this yesterday and told a story about a staffer who quit after a lawmaker asked her to bring work material to his house and then exposed himself. So,
ugh, unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Matthew Post in a moment about the Montgomery County School Board. A lot of things going on there with their school calendar and also with cell phones in schools. This will be interesting to you. Find out what your kids are facing in their school year. Coming up, 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, getting into Virginia out of D.C. A little bit of volume still over the 14th Street Bridge outbound to the crash boundary channel. Looks like most of that confined to the shoulder now. And for the northbound 395 trek as you head past Landmark and again from the right about the Pentagon over the bridge into town, that's where you have those slowdowns. Now for D.C. 295 coming southbound out of both Riverdale and Cheverly, we have those heavy delays. Pretty normal for every morning rush hour past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. You need to keep alert, though, if you're going northbound 295 in that area before you would get to the exit to go, if you're maybe going 50 or in through Riverdale. The exit ramp to Eastern Avenue, DDOT crews saying it's shut down. They're doing a police investigation on that ramp, and it also affects heavy delays on Eastern Avenue as well. Now, Virginia, Interstate 95. Have you heard? We had an earlier morning crash. We have massive delays, 95 north out of Dumfries to Lorton, but the crash in the main lines completely gone. And now the latest problem is in the express lanes. Northbound 95 in Lorton, we only have the right lane of those HOV lanes getting by, and as a result, you are in unexpected delays. So now you know, over to Route 1 into Woodbridge picks up a lot of volume, so that's definitely going to be our tough spot still for the morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies early, then off and on rain showers overnight, a low near 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 57. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 36 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Get in the holiday spirit at Potomac Petals and Plants. Set your table in style with their holiday line from Vietri. Also now in stock, a huge selection of candles and potpourris for the holidays. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Joining us now is Matthew Post. He's a student board member of the Montgomery County School Board. Matthew, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Want to discuss, since you are a student, let's talk about cell phones in school. There doesn't seem to be a cohesive policy, and I don't know if there should be. And maybe that's a question to ask you. Should a cell phone policy in schools be established by the principal for each individual school and age group? Or do you want to see a district-wide policy?
Well, right now, the county regulation allows each individual middle school to decide whether or not they want to implement the phones during lunch. That's a decision made by the principal and the staff. And I think where it works, it works. And where it doesn't, we shouldn't try to force anything on these schools.
Do you think kids having cell phones in school at any level is a bad thing?
No. Personally, I think it's overall a positive thing. Kids want to play games with friends, check up on the news, text their parents about things like transportation after school. These are harmless, common sense uses.
But you don't think it hinders, one of the concerns of parents is that it hinders kids talking to each other and learning how to speak to friends face-to-face instead of texting them when they're sitting right next to them?
Oh, definitely not. I've visited just about every middle school in this county at this point, and I'd say about a quarter have some phone during lunch program. And when I walk into a middle school cafeteria that allows phones during lunch, I see the same bustle, energy, and chatter that you'd find in any middle school cafeteria across the county.
Huh. So how do teachers currently handle schools as a standard matter, sorry, phones as a standard matter in their classrooms?
At the middle school level, the policy is you turn it off and you put it away. But some teachers embed phones into the learning plan. There are online learning games like Kahoot that make use of devices. Things like Google Translate can be helpful in some advanced Spanish classes. So that varies as well based on the teacher.
Okay, so what are you fighting here in Montgomery County? You're just fighting to keep the phones available to students, right?
personally, I believe that where we can expand phone during lunch programs, we should. But there's not really a big fight going on right now. The policy on this issue was changed last year to make it more flexible for schools.
All right, well, let's flip over to one that is getting a lot of attention, and it's that Montgomery County has shrunk spring break. That spring break is getting shortened to just 4 days, 4 weekdays. The effect of that is that now instead of having a 10-day long spring break with weekends, it's all the way down to 6. Why is that happening?
Well, to give some context, last year Governor Hogan issued an executive order requiring school to start after Labor Day and before June 15th. That takes our window where we can program our state-mandated 180 days of school and shrinks it. So in effect, the governor's executive order forced us to choose between spring break, operational closures on religious holidays, and teacher preparation time. And we only had 6 days of wiggle room to divide between those interests.
But the end result is that an important time of year for a lot of families, spring break, gets savaged just because one weekday is now thrown into chaos. They actually have to go to school, and you lose not that weekday, and then also the preceding Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for travel. You've shrunk spring break down into non-existence, practically.
Definitely. It is not an ideal solution, but it's a necessary compromise that we had to make. And listen, this is a problem that school districts across Maryland are having to deal with. In Frederick County, they had to decide to stay open on Yom Kippur, a Jewish holiday. In Baltimore County, they had to cut spring break as well. These unpopular compromises are now common because of this executive order.
Well, why not do that? Why not stay open on Yom Kippur?
Well, we have a very large Jewish community in Montgomery County, and we don't close specifically for the Jewish holiday, but the idea is that if we had school open, not enough teachers or students would show up to school for it to be worth it to open up on that day.
Yet the concept here is, of course, that more students are impacted by spring break than any of these holidays, and now the families are going to be losing that. I think it's an important part of year for a lot of people, and that's a savage cut for people who are trying to get some time off with their kids.
Definitely, and that's why Governor Hogan's executive order is really problematic for us. Spring break is a great time. I use it to study for my AP exams. I've used it to go on vacation with my family, and it's a shame that that executive order had to force us into that decision.
So is the solution then maybe to expand the school year? I would assume all the schools have air conditioning in them. The idea of going year round and having longer breaks at different times during the year, having, you know, a month off, having that throughout the year, gives you the ability to go on vacation with the family in the winter, and it gives you the ability to go on vacation at different times that you're not everybody goes on vacation at the same time, which sometimes is a problem. Maybe that's a solution. And to expand instead of saying you can't go in these months, maybe make those available and give breaks throughout the year.
That is such a great idea. And in fact, the board was actually exploring that idea of an extended school year with more frequent breaks before the governor issued this executive order, because in addition to us having to start after Labor Day, it requires us to end at June 15th. That gives us no legal ability to go beyond June 15th and have an extended school year.
Right. Matthew Post, thank you. Student board member of the Montgomery County School Board. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
7:23 now on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
Thompson Creek Window Company, not only do they have amazing windows for your home, they have smart ways for you to save. If you replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows, your home is going to be more comfortable this winter, and you're going to save on heating bills. And you know what? You save even more. If you buy 3 windows, you get 1 free, and you get 0 interest financing until 2019. That's 0 interest. It's like somebody else's money right there. So visit thompsoncreek.com. For all the details. Their windows are built specifically for our climate and just for your home in their own local factory, and they're professionally installed by their experts, so no middleman. Right now is the best time to replace your windows with winter coming. You don't want that cold air coming into your home and your heating dollars going right out. So call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company, or go to thompsoncreek.com. It's a sweet deal.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Virginia, delays in the HOV lane. Say what? Yep, we have a crash, unfortunately, but I'm watching this and they are making progress. I know you're sitting in these backups. Express lanes coming northbound out of Dale City. The crash is well up ahead at Lorton, but it looks like they're getting everything onto the left shoulder. It's a little bit tight here, so they're trying to get two lanes to get by. A lot to check out. Checking it out from the main lines as well. With your main line delays actually worse. They're dump frees, and that goes up to Lorton. Part of that was due to the earlier main line crash. Gone. Oh boy, busy morning there. Once you get up to the Beltway, now that traffic is starting to fill in coming around the Beltway out of Alexandria and coming north finally off of 95 through Annandale, slow toll road to the Legion Bridge, you're on the brakes. Coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston with delays on 270. Big delays are out of the Clarksburg area right now, heading past Father Hurley Boulevard and then off and on in toward Rockville. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. You Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances go up tonight. Not a bunch of rain with approaching front, but some. 52 this afternoon, becoming cloudy. Overnight tonight, 45. Rain showers after midnight. That will brighten it up again on Thursday. Partly cloudy. Windy at times, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Tonight,
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. All new tonight. 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up, Fox News' Greg Jarrett joins us to break down everything that happened at that House Judiciary hearing yesterday with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It was fiery. I'm sure Greg's got an even fierier take. All ahead. Mornings on the Mall. 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Provisional ballot counts are now complete in three exceptionally close Virginia House of Delegates races, and Republicans are maintaining their leads in all three contests. The outcomes of those three races will determine which party controls the Virginia House come January. Some Republican Virginia lawmakers say they're worried that Democratic Governor-elect Ralph Northam may try to name some Republican lawmakers to his administration in an effort to swing control of the House and or Senate to Democratic hands. Combining some Obamacare repeal with tax cuts is the latest idea from Senate Republicans. They say eliminating Obamacare's individual mandate would free up an additional $338 billion over 10 years for their proposed tax cuts.
The updated bill unveiled by Senate Republicans last night proposes to use the money saved by the repeal of the individual mandate to modestly reduce income tax rates for middle-income taxpayers and boost the child tax credit from $1,650 to $2,000, a priority for President Trump's daughter, Ivanka.
Correspondence was on Malvo. The Republican National Committee is pulling its support for embattled Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, and the top Senate Republican is suggesting a write-in candidate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggesting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions may be the party's only viable write-in candidate.
The Alabamian who would fit that standard would be the Attorney General, right, who's totally well known and extremely popular in Alabama. That obviously would be a big move for him and for the president.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,409. The NASDAQ at 67,38. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps fall to the Predators. College basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards are in Miami tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
Being the president's son means that sometimes people don't have the purest of motives.
When you're a heartbeat away from the most powerful man on earth, you're always a target.
He went after my family.
We're all being set up.
Tonight, time for POTUS.
I am tired of you people always telling me my hands are tied.
To strike back.
If you ever try and harm my family, I will find you. You don't know what I'm capable of. capable of.
All new Designated Survivor.
Then stay tuned for ABC 7 News at 11. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway into College Park delays a little bit more than we're used to here as you pass Route 1 and heading over to 95. It's a tricky area. We have a broken down car in the right lane, so as you pass the IKEA, be very careful. And then the volume delays continue as you push in through Silver Spring toward 270. Now, as for 270, we look okay out of Frederick through Urbana. It's now once south of Hyattstown. Clarksburg most of the way on to the 270 spur, slowing and through White Oak, heavy volume, then off and on down toward Four Corners, and just a little bit inching along here to merge on to the Beltway. Virginia, we have a mess on our hands. Interstate 95, if this is you, no lollygagging before you head out the door. Main lines, Dumfries, jammed to Lorton, earlier crash, and then checking out the express lanes with the crash. So the express lanes out of Dale City, jammed into Lorton, activity still along the left side on 210, the Indian Head Highway crash reported northbound near Palmer Road before you get to Livingston Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will be on the move. Rain eventually getting here, especially as we head on through tonight. Thickening clouds today, 52. Showers overnight tonight, 45. Wind picks up tomorrow, partly cloudy sky, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Haymarket, 34 in Waldorf, 37 in Washington. And Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 737 here on WMAL. Coming up this morning, we have Sergeant Eric Powell from the Fairfax Animal Protection. He's with the cops there, and they're trying to figure out how to call all those deer in Fairfax County. Using AR-15s to do it. Causes quite a stir. We'll talk to him at 8:15. Then at 8:35, we're joined by Brian McNichol. He's a softball coach. Talking about the National Mall. The Park Service trying to ban playing softball. See how he feels about it. All ahead on Mornings of the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
And good morning.
What's it going to take if all that, not to mention the dossier information, what's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special
counsel.
And
is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual of the Department of Justice about what's required. We've only had two. The first one was the Waco, Janet Reno, Senator Danforth, who took over that investigation as special counsel, and Mr. Mueller. Each of those are pretty special factual situations.
Let me ask it this way.
And we will use the proper standards, and that's what only thing I can tell you, Mr. Jordan.
All right, and that was a back and forth between Congressman Jim Jordan yesterday and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. To talk about that, Greg Jarrett, legal and political analyst and all-around great guy for the Fox News Channel. Greg, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Mary and Vince, good to be with you.
So you heard there that back and forth between Jordan and Sessions, and I think some people were very disappointed in what Jeff Sessions had to say. Are we ever going to see any kind of investigation into Comey and Uranium One and that whole mess?
Well, it is true that after dragging his feet for months, Jeff Sessions, on the eve of his testimony, finally said that, yes, He has directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate whether a special counsel is needed. Frankly, it's a no-brainer. There's a plethora of compelling evidence that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton may have used her office to confer benefits to the Russian government in exchange for money. And they should also reopen the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email case to determine whether Loretta Lynch and James Comey obstructed justice by actively interfering in the process in an attempt to exonerate her. So, you know, look, the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter 3.5 months ago laying it all out, and it should have been an easy decision by Sessions. But, you know, you used the word disappointing to describe his testimony yesterday. His entire tenure for the year has been disappointing. Yesterday, he stumbled, fumbled, and mumbled, as he typically does during his testimony. And, you know, he's just not up for the job. I've written that he's incompetent and should resign.
Why the reticence to investigate all things Clinton?
I think he's being manipulated by Rod Rosenstein within the Department of Justice, who's the Deputy Attorney General and is aligned and always has been with liberal Democrats. It was a horrible pick to name him as the Deputy AG. And I also think that Sessions has recused himself on so many matters that he has now handcuffed himself and is frozen in place, can't make a decision.
The reaction to Uranium One that we've seen, especially over the last few weeks, as Congress has intensified its quest for another special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, critics have been arguing, look, Hillary had nothing to do with Uranium One. Her approval in the CFIUS process was just done by her department. She has very little connection to this. What do you say to those critics who are arguing that, hey, Hillary Clinton and Uranium One, there's very tenuous connections there?
Well, she presided over CFIUS with 9 members, and it was a unanimous decision. So on that basis, I think there's enough to look into it, to investigate whether it was a pay-to-play scheme that would constitute bribery, mail fraud, wire fraud, and racketeering with respect to her foundation, which received, you know, millions of dollars from Russian related government sources, both before, during, and after the deal was approved. And the other really ugly part of this is that people like then FBI Director Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, who was then U.S. Attorney, Eric Holder, they all knew of the Russian illegality, and that's been established. There have been convictions in obtaining the sale. They never notified the CFIUS committee. They never notified Congress about it, which would surely have killed the sale of uranium. And they had a legal duty to do that. So it strikes me that Mueller, Rosenstein, and later Comey covered it all up. And those could be crimes.
In your prior, you mentioned that you've called for Sessions to resign. It was conditional when you did. This was back on September 19th. You wrote, Sessions should resign, but not before taking action against Clinton, Comey, and Rice. Do you still feel that way, that he should do those things first before he resigns, or are you done with him?
I absolutely think he should do it, exactly as I stated then, and have stated in multiple columns. Jeff Sessions has lost the confidence and the faith of the President of the United States. It's abundantly clear that President Trump doesn't want him there. He had submitted his resignation back in, I think it was May. That resignation letter is an open letter, still pending. The President could accept it at any point. Sessions should resubmit it, but not before appointing a special counsel and stepping down.
Greg, Jeff Sessions said yesterday, the Attorney General, that there are 27 active leak investigations going on, which is an explosion in the number that's usually conducted by the Justice Department. Were you assured in any way by that?
Well, it's encouraging to some extent, although if you get a fraction of those actually in the prosecution phase, I'd be stunned. Generally, there are always leak investigations, and oftentimes you never get to the bottom of them. But it does underscore that people within the administration, and many of them are holdovers, have violated the law and leaked a lot. And one of them, I suspect, the most notorious leaker is probably James Comey himself. We know from his testimony several months ago that he deliberately conveyed government documents which were not his, which is theft, to a friend for the purpose of leaking it to the media to trigger the appointment of a special counsel who happens to be OG, his longtime friend, partner, and ally, Robert Mueller.
That's right.
So I suspect that Comey is at the bottom of many leaks.
Yeah, Greg Jarrett, they will have to leave it at that. And hopefully as this unravels, we will have you back. You'll join us again. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Mary and Vince.
Nice to have you. 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of those mornings were really busy, some unusual problems. Let's start first in the district. DC 295 northbound. Now, normally we don't have a northbound delay, but as you approach the exit for Eastern Avenue, the exit ramp with police activity, we're slowing. Also, Eastern Avenue, if that's normally your trek over to 295, I would stick with, say, Burroughs or Sheriff Road, because Eastern Avenue is just jammed solid, again, with this police investigation coming off of 295 north. Now, 295 south, the normal backups past Benning Road and East Capitol Street gives you delays back out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, so that's pretty much expected through that stretch. Virginia, not expected this tie-up in the HOV lanes. The crash in Lorton, looks like everything off to the narrow left shoulder, but very slow out of Dale City for HOV commuters. I know you're paying for that. In the main lines, though, it's actually worse, so you're jammed from Dumfries up to Lorton, but with everything cleared, so we should start to dissipate just a little bit. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield to 236, again, Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, hung up off the Greenway onto the toll road, just heavy volume into Reston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a few clouds in this morning. They're high clouds on the chilly side, becoming mostly cloudy later, but dry for the drive home, 52. Tonight down to 45, some rain showers after midnight. Those showers quickly go east with a front, partly cloudy, a little milder tomorrow, and fairly breezy to windy, high of 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit about sports. Remember Papa John came out? The head of Papa John's came out, criticized the NFL, said that, you know, what had happened was that all of these anthem protests have led to pizza sales being down, slumping as a result. So the NFL has had all these has had all this spillover damage on some of its most prominent sponsors, of which Papa John is like at the top of that list. Papa John's Pizza. They apologized Tuesday night for CEO John Schnatter and his comments blaming those pizza sales on the NFL players kneeling. The company is a major NFL sponsor and advertiser, and the Associated Press reports. And Schnatter said on an earnings call November 1st, of course, that NFL leadership has hurt Papa John's shareholders. And the protest, quote, should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago. The company tweeted a statement now offering to, quote, work with the players and league to find a positive way forward. The statements made on our earnings call were describing the factors that impact our business, and we sincerely apologize to anyone that thought they were divisive. That was definitely not our intention. So actually, there's an interesting thing here, which is you do the protest, you tick off half of your audience. Somebody comes out and criticizes that protest, the other half of the audience that supports it is now ticked off. This is a minefield of nonsense that's destroying business.
It is a minefield of nonsense. And here's the thing. I believe that those comments were made during an earnings call, which was not
that's
a public
right.
earnings call. And someone leaked that information out from that call.
Yeah, but it's like with shareholders. I mean, there's a lot of Papa John's shareholders.
But you know what? If Papa John's, if the owner truly feels that way, then he should. I'm a big fan of sticking by it. If you feel, and you're talking to your shareholders, and you're saying this is why we think we've done poorly this year, then you know what? If that's why, then you stick by that. This is a business decision. This is a business analysis. This is not about somebody's feelings or political beliefs or anything along those lines. This is a business analysis. We feel that our business is hurting because we rely heavily on the NFL. We rely heavily on NFL advertising. And because there are fewer people watching the NFL, well, gee, our sales have gone down. That's just a simple equation to me.
Right.
So to then walk it back, now I've lost respect. Now I've lost respect.
All
see,
of a sudden,
now nobody likes
all
them.
Of a sudden, all the people who are like, I'm buying Papa John's this weekend are like, whoa, okay, now I'm done with you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what happened. So stick to the hot pizzas and stop the hot takes. 750 on WMAL.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Or visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Well, selling your home is a huge decision, and one mistake will cost you thousands of dollars. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank is a West Point graduate, a military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg. They're a Falls Church, and they had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. He did it in 3 days, $56,000 over list price. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent that you need when you're ready to sell. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed Network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating Carquest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
These are the great jobs.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. All new tonight. 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
7:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in with the CNBC News Desk and Landon Dowdy. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Well, stocks are under pressure after a global sell-off. The Dow is set to drop by triple digits at the open this morning. Target is out with quarterly results, and it's giving an iffy outlook. Shares are down 5% in pre-market trading. More people applied for mortgages last week, including refinances. The average rate on a 30-year home loan is 4.18%. CVS Health Pharmacy Systems are down in some stores around the U.S. Customers are screaming out on social media, threatening to go to other pharmacies. Boeing and Airbus are celebrating today. Some major jet orders have come out of the Dubai Air Show, including a deal for a private equity firm run by the chairman of Frontier Airlines to buy more than 400 Airbus jets. Delta Airlines has stopped serving hot meals from Gate Gourmet at LAX after Listeria was found in the caterer's local kitchen. And Super Mario Brothers may be coming to the movies. The team behind Despicable Me, Illumination Entertainment, is reportedly close to a deal with Nintendo. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big story of the morning really has been Virginia Interstate 95 and the main line still jammed out of Dumfries to Newington, where we had the earlier crash, and then the HOV lanes, the express lanes jammed trying to get up past Lorton. We had two separate incidents in the express lanes, now cleared, but out of Dale City, hang on. Unexpected delay for you, normally buzzing along there. Once up onto the Beltway and through Annandale, slow, a little bit of a break, and then toll road to the Legion Bridge, hung up, a lot of volume here. Top side of the Maryland Beltway had the broken down before College Park near 95, and then we had a crash reported in Silver Spring Outer Loop near George Avenue, again with the heavy delays on the approach. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will be on the move. Rain eventually getting here, especially as we head on through tonight. Thickening clouds today, 52. Showers overnight tonight, 45. Wind picks up tomorrow, partly cloudy sky, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
37 degrees in the nation's capital, 756.
Okay, you've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up, because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home's structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey box. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear: British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous Leaning Towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. The brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, if you have not had your daily Roy Moore update, guess who has it for you? Yeah, we got it because you need it. We've got it.
And the cops are shooting the deer in Fairfax County. They're using AR-15s to do it. How nice of them. Sergeant Eric Powell joins us. He's going to break down why they're going after these deer this way. It's all ahead. 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM would